For remote participants, just to let you know that the meeting will start in 2-3 minutes. Dears, let's start. It's 15 minutes past 12, so let's start the meeting. Welcome everyone to at-large regional leadership meeting, and we have a couple of things to be discussed today. And we'll start with 360 review, which actually, as I got the information from Heidi, this is the same ALAC review, at-large review process. So I'll give the floor to Heidi, to Holly, to give a rough presentation and brief presentation of what's going on, because she gave already the detailed presentation to all of us. So just briefly.
Take about 30 seconds. All of the RALOs are going to get the slides that come from the Structural Improvements Committee. That includes all of the processes we're going through. The first phase, I've said this 1,000 times, is from now until the end of June, when in fact all of us have to organise ourselves, get a time frame. We want a high-level committee which will include one or two people from each region, and it's going to be up to the region as to how they are named. And then within each region, there's going to be, hopefully, they will organise themselves as to how they will input into that process. So people are going to be getting the slides. I will be talking to each RALO to explain the process a bit better. And for people who say why we are doing this, the reason we're doing it and the framework is one of ICANN accountability. And within that, our accountability to ICANN and ICANN, our accountability to ourselves. And that ends my presentation. Cheryl.
Thank you very much. Just as part of the cohort of leadership here with Holly and I, as you are selecting the people to be contributed to this working party, they need to be aware that it is not going to be light, it is going to be heavy and demanding work, and it is essential that if they make the commitment, they make the appearances and they make the contributions. So choose wisely, please. And we need this soon. Why do we need this soon? Because this working party is part of the structural development and framing of even the questions before the external examiners are selected. So this is very vital work. Choose wisely, but make sure they know what they're getting in for. Thank you very much.
Tijani, please.
Thank you, Sinanush. Cheryl and Holly, please send an email with these details, very clear details like this.
Thank you. And AP RALO, just to let you know that AP RALO was lucky to know about this prior to our monthly meeting. So yesterday we already confirmed the participation of Ali Al-Mashal in this group, and he accepted with great pleasure, I hope. However, the others, all RALOs are expected to send the information to Holland, Cheryl, after the information and detailed information coming from them. So this is all about 360 review. If there is any question related to this, you have the chance to ask questions now. If no, then we'll move forward to the second agenda item, which is metrics across RALOs, and I would like to give the floor to Maureen to talk about this topic. Maureen, please.
Yes, you've got me again. Metrics. The presentation that I'm making today is similar to one that I did at AP RALO. So we're actually looking at what the responsibilities are of the RALOs in relation to, mainly to in relation to the ALS review and metrics. Sort of like a little bit combined here, I think. They're very much interrelated. Next slide, please. What we'll be looking at, first of all, is just to give some context to it, is to look at what we did with the ALAC, and we have made recommendations for that, and then looking at the ALSs in relation to the RALOs, and then looking, thirdly, at some issues that we need to look at four aliases before we can even really consider metrics. Okay, there are, I think that there are some issues that we really need to address in order to effectively measure aliases. Of course, next one, please. Of course, with the ALAC, the expectations of the ALAC members is very clearly outlined in our rules of procedure. Those expectations are clearly identified, and it is from this, of course, that we, the metrics group, looked at how we might measure, well, provide some metrics for the ALAC members, which was quite difficult because we took into account that a lot of people were, you know, like, I mean, because everyone's contribution is different, we needed to sort of like address the metrics in a way that sort of like would actually provide information for the ALAC team as a whole, but also sort of like within the ICANN system that we were to be seen that we were actually sort of like providing some report on the effectiveness of this as a group. So next, please, Ariel. So when we're looking at the ALAC, we you're all aware, of course, that the staff do take they have a matrix that actually records their the attendance of ALAC members at face-to-face meetings and working group meetings, so that that's pretty much a very you know, it's a formal record that is actually already in place. When we're looking at participation, you know, there was always that that argument about how do you measure the quality of participation. Unfortunately, that is difficult, but we can actually sort of like measure create some sort of measure from the chats, from the involvement of people in the action items, the, you know, there are voice, the recordings of the meetings, there are a range of ways in which we can we can record that. But the third one, I think, addresses the quality thing, because what we're actually looking at is a report from the individual ALAC member, so that, you know, and I mean, it hasn't been addressed yet as to when this report would be required, but, you know, there should be some report to the chair of an ALAC member's contribution to the organisation itself, and how you feel you have contributed or added value to the work of ALAC. Again, no details at this stage, but that is the recommendation. The fourth metric, of course, is related to the RALOs, and I think this is where we get back to the importance of the RALOs, in that, you know, ALAC members are elected by, well, apart from the NOMCOM and stuff, but ALAC members are elected by the RALOs, so therefore there is a responsibility as an ALAC member to your regional organisation, and therefore the regional organisation can create expectations of their ALAC member. But that is a RALO responsibility. It's not consistent. It's dependent on how the RALO, or what the RALO expects of their ALAC member. That's because all the RALOs are different, and their relationships are different. So, again, we put that responsibility back onto RALO. Next. So then we come down to the ALSs themselves, and one of the things that in putting this together is that in the application form there is a set of minimum criteria for ALSs, and you know, it very clearly sort of states what those expectations are of ALSs as they're applying for membership of ICANN as an ALS. And the, you know, I mean, the first criterion is that ALSs are prepared to distribute information about ICANN and its activities and to encourage discussion. So they've got to be, it already states that that's an expectation of an ALS when they come in, that they're ready to spread the word about what ICANN's involved in and their part in it. The second criterion is to do with, you know, what they can do to contribute to the work within ICANN itself, so that they're actually bringing the voices of the region into the ICANN conversations. So, it, you know, like those two already state what those expectations are on the app, for the application form. The others are, you know, got to fund themselves and all that kind of stuff. But already they should know what's expected. When it comes to how you might measure the effectiveness of your ALSs, of course, this is very regionally oriented at the moment, and very thankfully, Sylvia put together a paper which outlined what the expectations were for each of those, for each of the regions, and they're quite broad. So, you know, like really, I think what we are looking at, I mean, is, we're still deciding on, do we want the metrics to be consistent? You know, I think there are some consistencies that we can expect, and these should go back to the application. Whatever we stated in the application as our expectations, those should be the consistent expectations. Other than that, the RALOs should, you know, be able to, so like be allowed some flexibility. So I think that, you know, again, we'll the metrics group, and it'd be really good if we had the full metrics group attending those meetings, so that we can actually discuss these across the regions, because, you know, I know Tijani's always there, and, you know, Cheryl and I and a couple of others. But we do need to get a cross-region representation at our metrics meetings, which would be really great. Next, please, Ariel. Just finally, I just wanted to point out that, you know, we just need to be sure that before we actually sort of like put any measures in place, that it is very clear, and I think this is where we're looking at the ALS review, that we're clear on what those expectations are, that ALSs are aware of what those expectations are before we can actually measure. So that, again, we, you know, like, although the application form actually states what the expectations are of them to actually be members, I think one of the things that we need to sort of like also try and ascertain is what do they know about ICANN before they even come on? What is their work in the community? Does it, you know, do they already have, as an organisation, do they already have a reputation for disseminating information, for gathering information? Are they already into that mindset of giving and taking information? So it would be really good if we could sort of like get that kind of, I'm saying, do they really know what they're getting themselves into when they get into, you know, become an ALS? And is it too easy to become an ALS? So, again, this is an application. Well, these are my own questions, nobody else's. So, I mean, these are some of the things I think could be addressed. And then, of course, when they are engaged, is looking at, you know, what is the role of the RALO? I mean, are we being as effective in our own mentoring and our own support and our own guidance for ALSs? You know, so is the expectation that we're making of them, you know, does it equate with the support that we're giving them as contributing voices to our discussions? Thirdly, communication. And I know that, you know, like we've brought it up a number of times about how difficult it is sometimes to get information, to locate information. The website should be a really good mechanism where the new website for At Large should be a new good mechanism for accessing information. But there are still some things that we need. Like, for example, we put them into a working group. We want them to know that they can access the workspace and all the other related working group information, which I find really difficult to find.
So, you know, it's there,
but you just can't find it. So, but that's the sort of thing. If you can imagine, if you put someone into a working group and then they can't find what it is, for me, that's an issue. And so I'm sort of thinking, if we've got those three things sort of like organised, and people and ALSs are aware of what that information is, that it's required of them, then we know we can measure. Okay, and that's when we need to look at, what those metrics will be. And we've already had, a couple of meetings where we've looked at. Quantifiable measures, but of course that's still to be finalised. So that's me. Any questions?
Thank you, Maureen. This is really very important. I personally look at this metrics like a self-evaluation part, I mean self-assessment to some extent. And I also hear the point which Wolf recently raised, that measuring volunteerism is really very hard. But to some extent, we should understand that in that case, if we don't see effectiveness and productivity, then we should care only about numbers, which is not the case. So we do not want just to have 180 ALSs, 200 ALSs, and just go for increasing the numbers. We should work on the effectiveness of it. And for having this, measuring this effectiveness, I think that metrics is the best tool to do that. Judith, please.
Yes, this is Judith Hellestein for the record. I have a couple of questions. One is, I agree with what you were saying about the quality of the ALS, but sometimes we also might have to invite a whole new group of ALSs to find one quality. We don't know when we're doing our outreach, whether we're going to do it. And I think it's also the mentorship. I know within our region, Glenn has been more in the mentor a bunch of a new ALSs, and the idea of trying to get them engaged and trying to figure out something that they might be interested is something that I think has helped a lot of the new ALSs in Navajo on that issue. And maybe that kind of thing can be, I see you have that a little bit listed here, but maybe we should focus on that as an issue. And I guess my other comment on the metrics is, we do have attendance sheets, but some people just come on to a call and don't say anything, just so that they could record themselves. But some people come on to a call because they want to get engaged, but they haven't really heard something enough. And so there's two reasons for getting,
Thank you, Judith. This is a new tool I'm using for time, keeping the time. So be ready for that. Holly? Okay, Holly, Cheryl, and then Tijani.
Cheryl Langdon, for the record, and I just wanted to share with you, Judith, that when you've made that differentiation between people who are trying to look at, get themselves up to speed and engaged, when we use things like the Adobe Connect rooms, there are tools we can use that run in the background which will give us metrics even on that, because it measures how people are scanning through the documents. So not just talking, because it's hard for some people to get up and talk, but in fact there are mechanisms, quite automated mechanisms, which can collect and feedback, just is anyone actually looking at the documents? Is anyone scrolling up and down through the chat? So we are aware of that difference, and we're looking for unintrusive and suitable solutions where possible.
Yeah, I just want to quickly come back, because we've had a couple of people in our ALS have who are on committees, they don't feel that they they may be so inundated, they want to get in and they can't. Yeah. But to say that they're not just looking is also another.
You must all be wondering, what is the relationship between the metrics and the ALAC review? I'd have to say they're very closely connected. In fact, as Alan pointed out at the very beginning of the week, I think, we should have probably done one first and then done the review. Well, we're not, but this is a really helpful input into people's thinking in terms of how do we measure ourselves, what's fair, what's not fair, what's effective, what's not effective. So I'm actually glad this is happening at the same time, because it means people are focused on these issues. Thank you.
I think one of the outcomes of this metrics and this review will be actually the support for each Rallo to identify the ways of not probably, first of all, how to keep engaged the current ones, and then how to involve others, so the new ones. So we should, first of all, find the ways of keeping encouraged the participation of current ALSs. Tijani?
Thank you, Sinanush. Tijani speaking. French, perhaps? Why not?
We are ready.
We have wonderful interpreters. And I am sure they will interpret very accurately what I will say.
Donc, if you are ready.
Bien.
Merci beaucoup, right. Thank you very much, Maureen, for all this work you've undertaken. This matter of metrics is actually a subject on which we've been working for a very long while, and actually Cheryl knows this. She can bear witness to our work. And it's a difficult subject. It's not easy to work on this for different reasons. On the one hand, there's this idea of volunteering. Some people hide behind the fact that they're volunteers to do nothing, and that is actually a problem. If one participates at ALAC or at RALO, that's because we want to do something. By doing nothing, well, there's no point. I haven't even started with my comment. I have two comments regarding Maureen's presentation. First, you said that regarding expectations for ALAC members, it should go back to RALOs. And I'm not sure I entirely agree with that idea, because I think that since we work within ALAC and the way their work has an impact on ALAC's work, our expectations should be ALAC's expectations of these people. That's what we should take into account. So, of course, the RALO might have its own expectations regarding those people. What they've done at ALAC must be reported to the RALO. That's probably one of their expectations. But it's also important to measure what they've done for ALAC, because if they don't work for ALAC, then ALAC cannot go on. They cannot move forward. Then the other expectation, my other comment, is on the review. It must be parallel work, ongoing parallel work, actually, and I think the review should have a deadline. Then metrics will follow. But in the end, we should have worked out a coherent system that's consistent and that works for everyone.
Thank you. Maureen, you want to answer, please?
Thank you. This is Maureen for the record. Tijani, I just wanted to say that with the RALOs, I mean, there are four sort of like means of possible assessment, and that the RALOs, as you say, their expectation may be a report, you know, at their monthly meeting or something like that. Well, you know, that's fine. You know, not all RALOs may ask their ALAC member to do that. But it is an expectation that they set themselves. I mean, it's, you know, so I think that how what the RALO expects is separate from what the ALAC may have expectations.
Thank you, Maureen. I have Aziz and Alberto, and I will close this topic for discussions. Aziz, please.
Yes, keep your headphones, please.
I would like to repeat what I said yesterday. I'm going to repeat myself. I'm sorry. I'm going to go back to what I said yesterday. I remember when back in 2003, we were trying to create an entity that was going to be created. And it was going to be called ALAC. The idea was to have different associations representing local communities. So I know it's volunteer work, but at least, to the best of my knowledge, in Africa, which is my region, we still have a hard time certifying ALSs. Why is that? Because people get through us, through the fellowship, they hear from us by means of ICANN. So they hear of ALAC and they like this idea of participating. But sometimes there's doubts. We feel a level of doubt regarding joining our organization. In Europe, in North America, they say it's wonderful to have individual ALSs. One people entities. And that's all very well. They can represent someone else, but they must be representative of the local community. In that case, if that person works alone, then he will only represent himself. There's no point in it being an ALS. Once the ALSs speak up, they usually represent the opinion of their local communities. That is in the interest of ALEC. So as I was hearing Maureen's presentation regarding the different stages and the different expectations, I realized that to ALSs, it is harder today to apply those metrics than to apply for being an ALEC member. I think we should go back to the root of the problem and implement these metrics even before certifying ALSs. Perhaps we should tell them, this is what we expect of you. Thus, I think we could reach an agreement between RALOs so that we can all work at the same level towards a common aim. If a RALO starts having individual entities, that one person working, and it's always the same people, there's no point ALAC is going to change entirely. So our aim when we created ALAC was to have an entity which would represent local communities. When they speak at the GAC, they speak up for their countries. But here, is the person speaking up in his own views, or is he representing a community? I think that should be written down. It should be specified. I like meeting with you, seeing you every time once we're at meetings, to get to know all of you and your families. It would be wonderful to me to meet Maureen, Tijani every time because I like them, but that would change the point of ALAC.
Completely agree with you, Aziz, and share your point. Alberto?
De acuerdo.
This is Alberto Soto. I fully agree. On the voluntarism aspect, it is okay, but I took a lesson given by Cheryl. I remember an old meeting of ALAC. I asked her what happened if I slept because of the time zone I was suffering, and she said to me, I knew that for the ICANN meetings, they were going to be held at that time. So I assumed for the very beginning that this was going to be a disadvantage. I remember that at a LAC-RALO meeting, I said that those of us who are volunteers, we will have to do something. Necessarily, we will have something to perform, whether it is in writing or not. That is why we said in LAC-RALO that the responsibility belongs to the ALS, not to the person. So I need to know from the main responsible. And I said this to a new organization that is about to become a member from Nicaragua. If the main responsible person from the organization is not here, his deputy will be there. And it's actually the ALS, the one which is participating. And we are actually reduced to 40%, giving the opportunity to any ALS, to any member, to participate in the meetings or working groups, because metrics will be targeting the ALS and not the individual. In addition, if the responsible person has an issue at the time of voting, he can give sufficient notice in advance to the staff for a change of credentials. Thank you.
I think that we all agree that metrics are needed, and we all agree that even in case of volunteerism, we should estimate our productivity, and these metrics should be in place. So we are looking forward, Maureen, to the follow-up steps, and let us know if anything will be expected from RALOS to be done in that aspect. So let's move forward to another agenda item, which is Atlas II recommendations. Actually, we suppose that Olivier will be speaking what we are going to do on this, but I assume that during our calls, during our last two calls among ourselves, we have discussed the steps, the four recommendations, and what what we are going to do. So I think we also have the survey shared by Alberto, and at least APRALO took that as a step forward, and we are going to conduct a survey to identify the expertise in our RALOs, in our RALO in ALSs, and we are going to also add a couple of questions. So between now and next meeting in Buenos Aires, we will be having the results of this survey, and this will be helpful for us to encourage more participation, but already with specific accent on specific people. So finding out the expertise and matching them with the appropriate or relevant topic. If anyone wants to talk about Atlas II recommendations, please. So no comments on this. If we don't have anything to add, so we'll move forward to the next agenda item, which is relationship between RALOs and RIRs. I think that we all would like to congratulate NARALO with the new MOU with Erin, yes. And I would like to... They had already. I think APRALO was the first one. Yes, they.
It was APRALO.
Once again, for the whole group to know, Africa was the pioneer in signing the MOU and starting the showcase. So good. And you gave a great example for all other RALOs to take that step forward. I would like just to mention you that 2 hours ago I had been a part of the meeting of NROSASO with the board. So, yes, the... numbers. So they had a meeting with the board, and one of the issues they were discussing was RIR meetings participation. And Ray told publicly that he encouraged RIRs to work really in close cooperation with ALSs with RALOS, and ARIN representative was there, and APNIC representative was there. So they, the question was there that they both at least expressed their willingness to be engaged more, to provide capacity building training. So they are open for any capacity building training. They are open for encouraging ALS's participation in their regional meetings. And I also mentioned there that the first step was done by APNIC to cover the fee for our two participants for the upcoming APRICOT. So this idea was taken with the great enthusiasm, and I hope that this this will be taken as a point for future cooperation, part of the cooperation with the local RIRs. Also, Rinalia encouraged for the future some of us to be a part of these discussions, because we usually have no time to go to that type of meetings, but actually there was real discussions which relates to the RALOS and to the local ALSs. So this was just an update from the meeting I came, and please, Wanda and Alan. Evan, please. Sorry.
Well, confound you with Alan.
Those Canadians. All
yeah. Those Canadians, yeah. Yeah, very similar. The same one. Well, thank you, Shiranusha. Just to share with you that I normally go to the LACNIC meetings. But LACNIC, for instance, is already very close to us, and they offer a scholarship for the people to go and have a training. And in regions like ours, the ISPs that the last mile that is in touch with the users, finally, for internet, is less prepared than in other regions where registrars are big and they have more information. So the connection with the users and the LACNIC, for example, from the NICs, are very important, because they can start to complain and demand from the ISPs many roles to guarantee more security, more stability, and a better service to them. So that connection, from my point of view, is a lot relevant for users in the end. Thank you.
Thank you, Wanda. Evan, please.
Thanks. It's one thing to make a request that there's better cooperation between ALSs and RIRs, but somebody has to help make that happen in terms of resources, because the ALSs almost by definition don't have the resources to do that themselves. So we've taken the step, and I don't know if this is totally appropriate, but it did seem to have a very specific outreach component, is this year because of the signing. So for instance, we've used CROP to send me to the next ARIN meeting, which will take place in San Francisco. And one of our special allocation requests is for the General Assembly, but we made a specific point of having the General Assembly not at the next ICANN meeting in North America, but at an ARIN meeting. Now, that's deliberate, and I'll just give a little bit of the logic behind that. You know, we get to go to ICANN meetings, and we get to see the ICANN approach to multi-stakeholder engagement. ARIN's approach is different, just like IETF's approach is different. So it's useful to have... Should I shut up? So it's useful to have that kind of cross-cultural ideas, so you can see multi-stakeholderism isn't just the way ICANN defines it. There's different approaches. There's different ways of doing the engagement. I had the fortune of having an ITF meeting come to Toronto, so it was very easy to attend, and their approach to it is very unusual. And so is Aaron's approach to doing multi-stakeholder engagement, very different as well. So I think it's useful for two reasons. Number one, to have this kind of cross-cultural exchange. But also, the ICANN meeting has a specific kind of pressure to it. And by having a Naralo GA that happens outside of an ICANN meeting, we can concentrate more, perhaps, on our own engagement and not have to worry so much about, are we meeting them, are we meeting them, are we, and so on. So as it turns out, the meeting in San Francisco is a combined one with Aaron and an organization called NANOG, which is the network operator. So we can actually have it so that when NANOG is having its meeting, we can have the Naralo things happening in parallel and then all get together during the Aaron meeting. So this works very well. And so I've put a bug in Ray Balzac's ear to try and encourage this when the request comes by the appropriate people. And so let's see what happens with it. I think if it happens, I think it would be a good precedent.
Evan, by the way, this was actually the specific topic also discussed there, that general assemblies, regional general assemblies can be in conjunction with not ICANN meeting, but with RIR meeting. So this was exactly the topic which was discussed. So this is a suggestion which we should take into account and put request for our GAs.
So when Xavier and folks are looking at the various requests, I hope they will consider that when looking at everything coming in. Not meaning to make this sort of region versus region, but I'm hoping this can be a precedent. So if ICANN really believes that this is useful to have this kind of engagement with the RIRs, here's the first opportunity right in front of them.
At least board participants supported that idea during that meeting. Yes, please, Olivier. You have 30 seconds because we have the queue.
Thank you, Serena. Olivier Crépin-Oblon speaking. Just a quick response. In fact, Ray Polzak, who is the board member selected by the address supporting organization, I spoke to him after I heard about the request from Naralo and said, you wanted something like this? We're asking for something like this. So I hope that the
that was exactly. I told that I was at the meeting with where Ray said that publicly. So
yeah, but I reminded him yesterday.
Okay, good.
Just to remind people,
the meeting wasn't 2 hours ago.
So now he must have the message. Yeah.
I think this is the point for us to think about. So this is the good start that we have already support of that idea. So we should move forward. Though I found out that the next APRICOT, where usually APNIC and APTL, they are holding their annual meetings, will be in New Zealand, which is really far from the whole region, completely another way. So, but this is not for Pacific people. So yes, I have Fatima in the row. I have Maureen. I have Glenn and Ariel. Sean. Okay, sorry.
This is Ariel for the record. Just a quick reminder, please say your name before you speaking. Otherwise, we'll get women and men in the transcript.
Thank you.
Thanks, Sirenos. Fatima for the record. And will you speak in Spanish? Please use your...
This is Fatima speaking. When it comes to the relationships among RIRs and RALOs, well, in LAC RALO, we started with these debates with LACNIC, our RIR, some years ago. And we had different discussions, but we were not able to sign the MOU before, probably because some of the members in our RALO thought that signing an MOU just because it makes no sense, and if it was an MOU empty of content, was useless. Therefore, this was just stuck in time. Now we have started new discussions with LACNIC so as to be able to sign this agreement, but not only for imitating and doing exactly the same as other RALOs, but because we want to have content and this is the change. This will be debated in the Lagralo mailing list and in our next call. And the content that we are offering for this agreement is, on one hand, that LACNIC may provide technical support and training to the Lagralo organizations, for these organizations to be able to train local users. When it comes to this issue, there is an antecedent. LACNIC has an agreement signed with Internet Society organizations. There was an informal agreement signed in the Bali IGF to provide technical support to these civil organizations. And another important topic of the content of this agreement, if it is finally signed, is that it is related to one of ATLAS recommendations, and that is to be able to hold the GA of the RELO in the offices or in the offices. And here we have the organization of the LAC IGF for Latin America and the Caribbean. In this case, I am a member of the committee and I represent the civil society. But the most important thing here is that the representative or one of the representatives for the technical community is ICANN, and the secretary, the technical secretary of LAC IGF, is represented by LACNIC. Therefore, we are having discussions so as to be able to carry out in the same week of the event the Lagralo GA together with the LAC IGF. Perhaps not for this year, but in August, we will have a concrete date and we will have resources. But from now on, we will be able to do that. And this year, like IGF is trying to carry out this event together with ELAC, and this is a follow-up mechanism from CEPAL, where there is a great participation of governments, and LAC IGF has greater participation from the technical and civil community. So the idea is to interact among the events, and we also add the Lagralo community. We believe it would be a very rich event for the region, a very fruitful event for the region. So this is just an anticipation of we would be discussing in our next monthly call, and we hope that since we will have a context, we will be able to sign the MOU. Thank you.
I assume that we are not signing these MOUs just for the sake of signing MOU. If there is a real work to do, then we are going for that. So in our case, we also, besides the APTLD and APNIC, we went for signing an MOU with Dot Asia, which will take place today. This is GTLD, who is supporting us in many ways. Actually, for this showcase, we have the only single sponsor for the catering, which is Dot Asia. I mean, this is not only the RIRs where we are looking for any partnership, but any space from the local ISPs, I mean, the CCTLDs, those who are dealing with this issue can be helpful to our ALSs, to the RALOs, to build capacity building. This is just based on each RALOs needs. Maureen? Maureen and Sean, I have the... Okay.
Sorry, Maureen, for the record. I just want to support what people were saying about the value of building a relationship with your IRR. And for example, with APNIC, I know we already have APRALA already has an MOU with APNIC, but we have had a long-term relationship. This is the Pacific Island chapter of the Internet Society, long-term relationship with APNIC, and they have supported our ALS for many years. And because it's sort of like a mutual relationship in that we run events and they can, within our region, they come along and they do the training, but it enables them to actually build capacity within the region in partnership with. And I think that this is a really good way of, as Evan pointed out, when you're holding an event and you can actually partner in with them.
Thanks, Maureen. And we also shouldn't forget that even ALSs are having their input. For example, last time we have Internet Society NUI supporting our showcase as well. So this is not only the sponsorship or funding expectations, but we should also think about the real capacity which they have and which we can use for our ALSs. Sean, please.
Thank you. This is Sean for the record. I just like to make comment on the fact that at large is kind of broad beyond ICANN, in quote, in the sense that, so I'm going to wear my hat here as the chair of African Policy Development Working Group. There are lots of at-large members who are actually involved with IRRs, and we need to leverage on that. While it's good to organize general assemblies, it would be good to also see a situation whereby RALOs start having their meetings with the RALO members who already participate in IRRs, in IRRs events, so that at least that could also help get more members from the IRR community to join the at-large community, because we need their experiences, for instance, in this IANA transition. Okay. Time up.
Thank you, Sean, for keeping the time. Glenn, please.
Yeah, I want to go back to Glenn McKnight for the transcript. I want to go back to what Evan was saying. Just a little bit of history. The relationship with Aaron started with letting the Norello members know that there was fellowships available. Every RAR has fellowships. So in our case of Aaron, we have one from Canada, one from the United States, and one from the Caribbean. Great way to get involved. No cost to ICANN. So number two is the CROP program was what I took advantage of last year to get involved and really make the outreach. Third thing is the same as your locations. They have something, in our case, is called Aaron on the Road, where they go to small cities and do educational work, and we can work very closely with them to do those kind of seminars as well as with ISOC on different locations. So you have so many things beyond that simple boilerplate MOU. You really need to do it. And if you, and it's the leadership of AP RALO that inspired Norello to do it. And, you know, when we asked our community, should it something that we should do, they were nonplussed. It's not like they said, we got to do it. Yes, it's on high on our list. And it was basically, as you can see, there's not an overwhelming say, hey, great, we have a signed MOU now. Now we can dance. Not the case.
Thank you, Glenn. And I'm going to close this discussion now because we have already our guests from New Outreach, the Duncan Burns, please. Vice President Global Communications, and Jana Juginovic, Director of Global Content and Social Media. They joined us for today's meeting, and they are presenting. First of all, I would like to thank you both very much for the new outreach materials which we all have in our folders. Please. Yes, our applause is to you, and this is really very good stuff and helpful for our outreach activities. And I think today we will also have the final chance, the last chance to put, to make our input and give suggestions to Jana and to Duncan how they can improve all those documents for our use, what we need to be in those tools, what kind of information is important for us to be taken to the region and to use it for outreach purposes. The floor is yours. Welcome.
Thank you, Sirenish. Duncan Burns for the record. I'm just going to talk very briefly and then I'll hand over to Jana. I know you've had me come to last few meetings and give you a flavour of what our approach and strategy is from a content and communications point of view at ICANN, and this is really emblematic of what we're trying to do, is to move towards simple content, clear content, visual, that tries to explain who, what, quite technical subjects often are. You know, there's no perfect answer, there's no silver bullet to how to communicate around what we're doing. We're also trying to really move more and more online, the content, and try and provide templates that community groups can then go work with and build their own data, their own content, their own materials, and then disseminate and share that within their communities. So I'm very glad to be able to help ALAC with its outreach, with explaining, you know, who you are and what an important role you play within ICANN and the community. Jana, to my left, joined our team 2 days before the London meeting, so then spent 10 days with her head spinning, but came back, fortunately. You know, so she's also responsible for these daily newsletters that I hope some of you are getting in your inboxes, and some of the improvements we're trying to make across the board. Excellent. I see a thumbs up in there. And really welcome your feedback, and welcome your feedback on this, and as always on communications and what we're doing more broadly. So, Jana, I don't know if there's anything you wanted to add.
Jan Eganovich for the record. It's just been a real pleasure actually working with the at-large folks, because I know they've needed some assistance in helping with the content. And as Duncan had mentioned, what we're trying to do is to create things that will deepen engagement. So creating a one-pager that will draw people to the website, because you don't want to just give someone a piece of paper, because then the engagement will end. You want to drive them to your social media platforms. You want to drive them to your website through consistent content, and that's why we're working with the web team to make sure that what you see on documents or is the same thing that you would see on social media is the same thing that you will see on the website. So again, having that consistent content. But As we went through the process, we wanted to just develop a template and get your input. Do you like it? What don't you like? What works? What doesn't work? Because this is something then you could create for the other RALOs. So this was one for, this is just an example of something that we could do. We did it with wireframes and saying, okay, what would we need to do? The at-large organizational structure. On the back, it had a bit of the RALOs. And then you would use this as a template to create one for each of the different RALOs and for any other content that you thought would work. So I don't know if Heidi, if right now, just want to get some feedback on what you guys think and what you like and what you don't like.
Yes, Heidi, please.
Thank you. This is Heidi Ulrich for the record. Just to let you know that this is absolutely in draft form, and we had several conference calls, Jana, Sylvia, Ariel, to talk about this, what might you like in such an outreach document. So again, this is the ALAC document, and it's in draft form. You know, we'd really like to hear your feedback on this time. We can also perhaps put it on a wiki and get additional feedback, let your ALSs hear from this. Mm-hmm. And in terms of context, the content, the look, et cetera. So this is really for you. And then after we do this, then we'll move on to the RALO documents.
Thank you, Heidi. I think that the idea of having also specific for each RALO will be very useful, and maybe in some of the local languages as well. So for European part, it may be German, French included there. For Asia Pacific, it may be Chinese there included. So for Latin America, it will be Spanish. And for African, French, and the ones which they are usually using. So this may be helpful also for different events where ALSs are going, or where the RALO leadership is going to disseminate and to provide the information. Or this can be also the basic information for the ALS who is going to become an ALS. So this can be a pre-joining information provision tool for them to understand why they are coming to join as an ALS to at large. Maureen?
Hi, Maureen, for the record. I just wanted to ask, does it
have to be in this like format, like I mean this you know, this A4 format. It's just that, you know, if we're giving things away as we normally do in a booth or something, sometimes something smaller or folded or something, so that the same information, the same information, because the information is fantastic, but you know, presented in a way that, you know, like that. They can just put it in their bags or something, and it doesn't get crushed, and then they just throw it out. It's just some sort of like other.
Put Cook Islands on there too. Yeah. What she didn't say is she's here.
In terms of whether you want to do a pamphlet or not, again, it's completely up to you guys and what you feel that your communities and your constituents would like best. Some folks like having it bigger because then it kind of becomes like, it's almost like the infographics that we have that they can hang up so you can actually see pictures. Mm-hmm. So it's a preference thing. I don't think that there's any... I don't think there's any wrong or right answer in terms of pamphlet or one-pager. I do know that some people like hanging this stuff up if it's developed in an infographic-y type way like some of these were, you know, and we can get more elaborate detail. But again, it's up to you guys because we can recreate it to be what you guys like.
Just for the different purposes.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Sean?
Yeah, thank you. This is Sean for the transcript record. Just a minor observation, which perhaps needs to be clarified. On this page, there has an at-large advisory committee. From my understanding, I think the two members are actually elected, not selected. So perhaps it needs to be updated to clarify that. I don't know whether it also applied to the board, because I think board too, is it by vote? I don't know, but that may need to be reviewed too. Thank you.
Thank you, Sean. Good point. Anyone? Julia? Please.
Thank you, Siranush. Julia Morenets, Urala Secretariat. I'm just wondering if we can make the phrase "want to join" like more visible. Personally, when I was reading for now, I was looking for this: how to join for the person or individual, or potential less how to join. So I would just make it more clear, or I don't know, more, you know, bigger characters, maybe something at least. Thank you.
With the links to the application form, etc. Yeah,
scan,
good point.
This to discuss, actually, yeah, but yes. More visible.
Yeah, thank you. Julia, Glenn?
I look at the header and it says, help us shape the internet future. Then it's basically very little, just like my colleague was saying. I think it gets lost in the banner heading. I think if you're going to use that as the catch-all, then you really need to show the steps, how to get involved. I just want to point out on the graphic, it's a very large graphic. You need a dot that says Puerto Rico. You have Puerto Rico and La Corella for dots. It's a small point, but if you're going to use this graphic, you need to add another yellow dot in the West Indies. Second of all, I think we're using the language engagement more so than outreach, but, you know, that's something you can discuss. There's a spelling error between on the little box on the right on social media. There needs a space. Perhaps you can use on the first page a QR code. The language, I think, should be dumbed down a bit to, you know, like newspapers, they tend to be a little bit more simple in the language. You should have another version that has large print for people visually impaired. Next is on the second page, you have non-con. It should be non-com. That's it.
Yep.
Thank you, Glenn. We did ask for feedback, so thank you.
Yeah, I'm giving it.
Yeah. That's what I mean.
Thank you, Glenn. Tijani?
Thank you, Siranush. Tijani speaking. I hate to disagree with my young colleague from Africa, but selected means elected or selected otherwise. So selected is the right word.
This is Sharon for the record. I think it's just to give some people the understanding of
the involvement. If you use the word elected, people will feel that they are, it's democratic, they are part of the process. Selected could mean something different, but again, it doesn't matter by the way.
Yeah, there are politics everywhere. Holly? Okay.
Sean, that's fine, except that sometimes with AP Rallo, it's consensus. There's no election. So I think we have to leave it up to each Rallo as to the process that they've used. Okay? Thank you.
Thank you. Any other input? Any other suggestions? So if there is no other suggestion, I just would like once again to thank Jana and Duncan for this really good start and important start. And I think that it would be important to post this on the wiki for the further input. Uh-huh. And if there will be any chance, just my personal view is that it would be good also to have like a booklet. I don't know. For me, it's easier to use it. Yeah, so booklet can be also useful. Heidi, please.
Just some couple of comments and a suggestion on the way forward. On the booklet, we did discuss that a lot, and we did note that, you know, all of you have seen now the trifolds for several years, and perhaps you have a particular liking to that. But a lot of times, and we hear you about that in terms of how it might fit better into a document, but you know, we also noted that a lot of times takeout menus look in trifolds. So, you know, again, it's the aim for doing it at this new format was to give it a more modern and simple look. So that's something you might wish to think about before we make a final decision on that. I mean, for the way forward, again, the aim is to have this document. This was the first. And then move on with the RALOs, each of the RALOs. So if we can get that finished, that whole process finished by the end of June, that would be fairly useful. So if we could perhaps work together with Jana and her team, and then we'll start reaching out to you on getting the process together for each of the various RALOs to ensure that we have that finished by the end of June. And we'll put this on a wiki page. We'll put out call for comments. And Jana, I don't know if you know now if you want to have deadlines for that, or if just we'll work together on that, for the deadline for this ALAC one, and then we'll do the timeline for each of the RALOs to ensure that they're all finished by the end of June.
Jana, you can image for the record. We should come up with a deadline if we want it before ICANN 53, so we can do a staged deadline. Like if folks are not ready with feedback for the RALOs, and we just do this one first, but perhaps we can chat afterwards and say, okay, what would be a realistic deadline to get it done and do it properly so we're not rushed?
Olivier?
Thanks, Anush. Olivier Crépin-Leblanc speaking. I just, without asking for a large print version of this, I wondered what was the actual character set size-wise on this, because it does look very small. So it's not 10. 10
on,
usually is
on the text, this
yeah,
one?
Yeah, the text, yeah.
I think it was 12. I'm not sure. I can get back to you.
Oh, no.
Maybe
it
it's 10.
It certainly is not 12. 12 is...
No, it's
that's
9.
9. That is a bit lower. Usually 10 is the minimum that is accepted.
I don't think it was 9, but I can actually pull up my... You know what? We can meet them afterwards, but I can put it up on my computer.
Sorry to be picky, but
it's
hard for,
you
know, we've got good lighting conditions, but I realize I'm tired at the moment. I've got difficulty reading it.
Okay. And he's not counting on the old people like me.
You said you are young, Tijani. There is no need, of course, now to check it, but if you can check it later, just make sure that the smallest one will be 10, so at least. Wanda and Judith. No, yeah, Wanda.
Okay. Just to remember that looking at that I'm using it with colorblind people. you know, all the America is one color, in Africa, in Asia Pacific is one color. So it will be difficult.
Color blind.
If you're color blind, people. You need to check this one. It's just check, because some kind of yellows and some kind of greens can be used, but there is softwares that check these kind of things. I'm not colorblind. Just remember that.
Yes. So this is Heidi for the record. We spent a lot of time on exactly matching those colors in the map to your at-large logo. So that's why those colors are there.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure what we can do in terms of a solution. Maybe do we put borders around the big countries? I don't know, but I'm not sure if that's standard for ICANN.
To find the line around, it's enough to separate even the same.
Okay, so maybe around each of the RALOs we can just do that. Okay, well, that's one solution. Okay, thank you.
Yes, it's Judith Hellestein for the record. I also think these are nice and the maps are nice, but we really need a way on this document for handing it out and also on the cards to have how to join. How do you join? And I don't see that here. It says follow. You can follow, but there's no... people want to go one place and join, and... No, it says visit. It says visit. It's not contact, but that's not the one. I think
they also want.
We'll put your email address. They can contact you.
Thank you, Judith. Any other suggestions? If no, Tijani, I thought it was.
I'm sorry, I was absent. I don't know if you addressed this, but we need it at least in three languages.
Yeah, thank you. So if no other suggestions, I just would like to thank you both for coming and for the hard work. Thank you very much. And dear all, we have one agenda item left in our discussion, so I would encourage you to have 5-10 maximum more minutes patience, because we have the agenda item 5, which is discussion CCNSO at large, and I would like to give the floor to Maureen for just a very brief introduction of that. You have 3 minutes, Maureen.
Thank you. This is Maureen for the record. What I'm actually putting up here is a spreadsheet, which we started last year, actually. And that was as a result of a discussion that came out of a CCNSO and ALAC leadership team meeting, where we looked at... Basically, following on from the discussion we were having earlier about building relationships with your RIRs, is we sort of like felt that ALSs within their own countries could be building relationships with their ISPs and their GAC members. So what we... What we put together, could you go onto AP Rallo's page? Can you do AP Rallo? That is there. Is that? Oh, okay. Sorry. Yes. Okay. So for the Asia Pacific, I actually sort of like filled that in with all the. Countries that actually were members, first of all, of the CCNSO, and so listed listed their country code, and in beside them I put their country. If you click, did it get sent to the members? Did this get sent to the AP at the secretariat? No. Okay. You will actually, I'm hoping that you will actually get this document sent to you because you will, I'm actually asked after some information. What I have done is I've actually put in the country codes for each of the different countries and where I could find the names, I've put the at-large structures according to the countries so that when you eventually get this this spreadsheet, can you reduce it a bit so that we can sort of like see it as a bigger picture? Right, okay. So it's got the country code. Beside it, under, like, for example, I've got under Asia Pacific. If you clicked onto that, you'd get all the information about that country code, who runs. It's just like a who is. The at-large structures, click onto that and you will get, it will take you to the at-large structure information. And I had to actually write out all the government information because that was actually sort of like just down as a list. There were no links. But what we were actually sort of like, what I was hoping we could do is that if we could get the information for each of the RALOs connecting up for each of the countries so that their CCTLD, their at-large structure and their government information was together so that people were aware of what those links were to ICANN already. That there, you know, there's so that you're actually sort of like working with the rest of your country team. And I was actually sort of like hoping too that we might be able to link this somehow to the website, so that people could actually use it. Alberto, and Fatima.
You finish. So, okay, Alberto, please, and then Fatima.
Una consulta muy rápida.
Alberto speaking. I have a very quick question. A very quick question. What government data would you like to see on the spreadsheet?
For the record, the government data that I actually got was off the GAC website. So they're the ones that are actually registered at the moment. But, I mean, for example, I had a look at the Cook Islands, and the Cook Islands information is out of date, only because the Cook Islands itself hasn't updated the information. But theoretically, it should the GAC website should have those should have the names of the people who are the GAC members, registered GAC members.
Fatima?
Thanks, Siranush. Fatima, for the record, en español. respecto de un relevamiento similar a este...
A survey similar to this one. I was involved in 2010 in a research for the ECLAC, the Latin American and Caribbean Committee, which carried out a survey on the various internet governance mechanisms per stakeholder for the Latin American and Caribbean region. That research was never published. That was ECLAC's decision. But I will check what was it that I signed in terms of intellectual property for that work, because there was very interesting information on CCTLDs, the governments that were responsible for the CCTLDs of the region, and other relevant information. If I'm authorized to disclose this data, I will share it with you for us to leverage its use. Thank you.
Thank you, Fatima. All the information that is actually up there is already on the site, so the CCNSO stuff is from their website. At Large Structures, of course, is from our ALAC site, and similar for the GAC. So it is already ICANN information. But the original group that was working on this was Ron Sherwood and Dev. And I think that when we were first discussing it, the LAC-RALO model of what Dev had actually sort of like done with LAC-RALO was sort of like a model on which we were looking at ways in which it's like a one-stop shop for all the information of ICANN. But we were also looking at, you know, GNSO members, you know, like there are, you know, we have people from our different countries throughout the various systems, and this could be added on to it. But it's a start, and it was something that we sort of like felt that would be could be useful for people who wanted to know if their countries actually were already members. If you have a look down on my list, there are countries that are actually in black, which means that their countries aren't actually members of CCNSO yet. Just as an example.
Any concrete step or action item for RALOS to take?
Maureen, for the record, I would really appreciate if somebody would actually like to take on the role of completing the government side of things. I've actually, and also if you have, when you do get it, you'll actually find that there was a list of aliases that I wasn't quite sure which countries in Africa or which countries in that they actually belong to, so they might need to be reorganised as well. But if we could get it up to date, it could be useful, and we could find somewhere to put it.
Okay, if you can send the email to all RALOs with this document, and each and every RALO leadership team will take responsibility to fill it out and send it back. Yes, Olivier.
Thank you, Sir Nash. Olivier Crepin of Law speaking. Maureen has very kindly explained how to fill it and what information is in there, but what is the purpose of this?
Maureen, what is the purpose?
I think what we were originally thinking of was actually to build relationships as ALSs with our ISPs and with our GAC members, initially, because those names and those groups and organisations were easy to find. But as far as the GNSO and other areas of ICANN are concerned, I don't know where we get that information from. But again, you know, it's like, how effective are we being as ALSs, and how are we contributing to the work of ICANN overall? So again, I think it was looking at, we were looking initially as ALSs and ISPs, initially, and the GAC thing came up later.
My only concern here that we have the list of ALSs posted in at large website. We have the list of GAC in the GAC website. We have the list of CCNSO and GNSO in their respective information. So, okay, if we have the combined one document, where we are going to use it? So why we need this to... Because we have this information already, maybe not up to date, I agree, and there are some information missing the up-to-date clarified stuff, but just the purpose, the overall purpose for at large, how we are going to use it.
One of the ideas that we actually sort of like had thought of, and it's a dream thing, is to have something like a Google Earth thing map on our website, and you would click onto a particular country, and you would get all that information of the ALAC of the ICANN team.
Olivier, I know you want to respond. Alberto and Ariel.
Thank you very much, Sinush. So one of the answers actually is exactly this. And let's have a look at SG. Let's scroll down to SG. Let's find out if Fadi Shehade comes to Singapore. I know he never comes to Singapore, but if he came to Singapore and was to say, what at-large structures do we have in Singapore? Or even better, if Serenush Vardanyan came down to Singapore on a crop trip and say, right, I need to find out in Singapore what our at-large structure is. Maybe there's a GAC member here as well. Maybe there's, you know, who are the ICANN contacts, community contacts that I can deal with, and find out who they are. I noticed that we're not scrolling down, so we'll never find out, but, you know, fair enough. Errol is not paying attention. But it's... that once a year, you don't pay attention, and it's when I speak. Scrolling down to this. But no, the main reason is that we've identified, and this actually comes from a discussion I had with other SONAC chairs. We have some GAC representatives from some countries where there's no ALS, and we have some countries where we have an ALS but there's no GAC representative, or there is no CCNSO representative. So there are holes in the whole thing, and it's all about this contribution and collaboration. Why? For two reasons. The first one is, of course, for at large and to grow the whole network that we have, but secondly also because CCTLD operators have funding opportunities, and same also for some of the local internet governance fora that takes place in countries. So you need to be part of your own network. If you're an at-large structure that is not part of your own internet governance network, then you're not really going to be able to contribute that much. Thank you.
Yeah, Alberto.
Alberto Soto.
This is Alberto Soto. For Lagrallo purposes, this is important as long as it is updated. Alberto Soto, for the purpose of Lagrallo, this is important as long as it is updated. Why? Because we have webinars, we have events, we have, I don't know, projects within the crop program. We have projects with the BCA from ICANN. We have this information to be able to action quickly and not to be looking for it at every time. My concern is that I can commit myself and try to spread this in Lagrallo as a procedure so that the direction of Lagrallo, the leadership of Lagrallo, has all this information updated. But we are trying to generate synergies among RALOs. We are trying to have cross webinars. Perhaps this information might not be that important for Lagrallo, but if I do need this information and this information is updated, that is perfect. Thank you.
Just last comment, because we are finishing. We are quite ahead of time.
This is Ariel for the record. There's a comment from a remote participant, Dave Anand Tilaksing. Maureen, I will be willing to help finish it.
Thank you, Dave. So we have one volunteer, who is Dave, who will be supporting Maureen. And then you can send to Ralos just to finalize and send to have the updated version. With that, I just would like to thank everyone for your participation and looking forward to seeing you all at 6:30 at AP Rallo Showcase. And thanks. I would like to thank our interpreters and technical staff for supporting us during all these days. But we have still a couple of days. Two more days, yeah? Two more days. But thank you very much. Sure.